The White House Report.
Congressman James Clyburn of South Carolina. Congressman, we understand that the Senate this week will vote on sentencing reform. And the House has already passed it, but Grassley is supporting this, but you say Mitch McConnell isn't. So in the midst of all of this, you're expecting it to pass nonetheless, correct?
Yes, because Senator McConnell has agreed to make it up. As you know, as the majority leader in the Senate, it's his decision as to what goes on the floor. And although he has been expressing opposition to it in the past, I understand he's had a change of heart and will now bring it up. We always knew if it got put on the floor, it would pass with a significant number. So we expect for the Senate to pass this bill. And, of course, we also expect that there will probably be some amendments. If the Senate were to amend the bill, and those amendments have not been agreed to by the House already, some kind of way, we would have to reconcile the two bills in order to get it done before we go home for our Christmas break. Because when we get back, it's going to be a new Congress, which means we'll have to start all over again. I'm guessing that the folks who worked hard on those, Democrats and Republicans, would like to see it pass now. The people who won't be coming back will have this as part of their legacy. And so I expect for the bill to pass both houses this week and be signed into law by the president.
All right, so prison reform, it could possibly pass this week. But yeah. I remember talking to you earlier saying that there were some flaws in it, but you had to do it for the sake of getting something done to move forward on it. Is that correct?
That's correct. Now, you know, I'm about this legislation like I am about all legislation. I've not seen a perfect bill. I think that what we have to do is adhere to the name of this legislation, which is First Steps. We are taking first steps. We may need to visit this later with a second step and a third step. Such is the case with the Affordable Care Act. When we passed the Affordable Care Act, we made it very clear. This is not a perfect bill. I said at the time that I viewed this piece of legislation, that is the Affordable Care Act, and this bill as well, the same way I viewed the Civil Rights Act of 1964. People look back on the Civil Rights Act as if it is one big piece of legislation. They fail to realize that what we refer to these days as the Civil Rights Act of 1964 really was over 8 years and four different laws. We passed a law in 64. We did voting in 65. We did fair housing in 68. And we made it apply to the public sector in 1972. So we're taking a first step here, and hopefully in the next Congress, we'll take another step.
When we look at prison reform, it is definitely missing something, sentencing reform. That's his fraternal brother, his fraternal twin. And there is word that Jared Kushner says that if he indeed gets sentencing reform, he will push for, I mean, if he gets prison reform, he will push for sentencing reform. What say you about that?
I think that we've got to do that. You may recall, Bobby Scott and I worked for years on sentencing reform. Part of that, if you recall, was this 100-to-1 crack versus pilot cocaine sentencing guideline. We got it reduced down to 18-to-1. We were trying at that time to get it 1-to-1, and we still ought to go 1-to-1.
And just as a reminder, Jeff Sessions was the holdup.
That's exactly right. He is now gone, so that improves the atmosphere. The congressman, who we couldn't educate back then from Texas, I think he is now gone, so the atmosphere is improved a little bit more. So I think that we will get it in the next Congress. All the sites indicate that there's no difference in crack cocaine and powder cocaine, and we ought not be treating them differently. But in addition to that, we need to take a hard look at these massive mandatory sentencing that we're giving out for non-violent offenses. So I think we're going to get some significant sentencing reform in the next Congress, and taking on the job of top vote counter for the Democrats, I expect to get to the number we need, which is 218, and hopefully enough
And lastly, about this wall, the president is threatening a government shutdown Friday over this $5 billion that he needs, and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, Nanchuck, are offering $1.3 billion. A little joke there. But anyway.
Yes. I accept that. Nanchuck worked pretty good in that meeting with the president the other day, and so maybe a little more Nanchuck will work to the benefit of the country in other areas as well, and hopefully in this area. Look, I think that American people should be reminded time and time again. Every time the president talked about making a promise about the wall, he should complete that promise, because he promised at the time that we will have a wall and the Mexicans will pay for it. Now, he's saying we will have the wall, part of the promise. But then I want the American people to pay for it. That was not a part of the promise. What we're trying to do as Democrats is help the president keep his promise to the American people. Sure, build a wall, but let Mexico pay for it. And then you'll be keeping your promise to the American people. That's all we're trying to do. We're trying to help the president keep his total promise to the American people, not half of it.
Do you think that there's going to be a government shutdown over this wall?
I don't think so. I think the president made a calculated mistake when he boastfully said he'll own the shutdown. He may own it, but I can think of a bunch of United States senators who don't want to own it, as well as some other Republican members of the House who don't want to own it. So the president may be okay with owning it, but I don't know if any congressperson, House or Senate, in his or her right mind, who would want to own a government shutdown. You're talking about 4 days before Christmas. I don't think so.
Before we go, what is your new title in January?
In January, I will be the Majority Whip, the top vote counter for all the Democrats in the United States House of Representatives.
Not just the top vote counter. You have to whip them, get them together to make to make it work so you can win these votes. If we don't talk, you have a happy holiday.
You do the same.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.